Okay, this is definitely much better already. Just with our first option, we're actually seeing some visuals that illustrate the difference between people who were skeptical of AI and people who were just AI novices, or who consider themselves AI novices, and the very distinct difference in the amount of training that they received. So if you're watching along a video, you can see all these different types of charts. They're pretty typical as far as line graphs, circle pie graphs, scatter plots, all that. And they also get pretty creative with some of their visuals too. They have one here, if you're not watching again, they have one that's kind of like a scale showing different weights, things like that. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another amazing generative AI tool today that I am super excited to share with you because it has a very, very marketing related twist and use case compared to the other Gen AI tools that we've talked about. So I can't wait to start taking advantage of the tool in my content creation, and I hope that many of you are able to do the same. Today, we are going to talk about Napkin AI. Now, way back in the early days of the AI Marketing Navigator, we actually talked about something called Napkin.dev, which is a different tool. If I recall correctly, that tool was something about sketching to a wireframe or creating a sketch of an application or a user interface, and it would create that for you. But that's irrelevant. We've been doing this for a little while now, so it's just getting a little blurry on those early episodes. But again, we today are talking about Napkin AI, not Napkin.dev. And Napkin AI, like I said, is going to generate visuals for you, but very specifically business-oriented visuals. Things like flowcharts and diagrams or infographics that go along with the content that you're creating, and specifically the text content that you're creating. The main power, the main offering of the tool is to take your existing text or your existing copy, whether that's from blog posts or reports or presentations, and then generate relevant contextual diagrams and infographics that communicate the message that you're trying to communicate with your content. And that's going to be the huge key part when it comes to Napkin AI. Okay, a little bit of background on the tool. It was created by Jerome Schaller and Pramod Sharma, and apparently they are also entrepreneurs in AI gaming. So both having dealt with a lot of text communications in their careers, I would imagine, and a lot of presentations and a lot of data. And then after having seen the capabilities of these AI systems and tools, they wanted something that quickly took all that data, all that text that was so boring and so hard to consume efficiently and to understand, and use it to create something visual that could be consumed rather than that boring, jam-packed text presentation. And I think that's where Napkin, again, is really going to differentiate itself from a standard image generator. It's really about generating a visual, yes, like an image or a graphic of some sort, that communicates your message, the story you're telling, the message you're sending, the problem you're solving, or the problem your product solves, whatever that core topic or the core communication that you're trying to drive with your piece of content, whether it's a trend that you're illustrating, whatever that is that you're usually communicating with a lot of boring text, well, boring to some people in any case, there are definitely different learning styles. But anyway, this can also be communicated as effectively, if not more effectively in some people's cases, in a visual format. And so that's the goal of Napkin AI specifically, to create visuals that communicate. Now, as far as use cases go, I think if you've found your way to the AI Marketing Navigator show, you can likely rattle off quite a few here, but it should also be no secret to anybody here that content is still king in the world of marketing and digital marketing especially, and the world of content is going to look a lot different in the next few years. But I still believe that there will be more and more eyeballs and more time for content to be consumed. It's just about making your content stand out. So all that to say, content marketing is not going anywhere, and you now have a tool that can take virtually every bit or every piece of your content and create a relevant infographic or a relevant chart or diagram, whether it's for your social media content, your blog posts, your product documentation, your pitch decks, or whatever it might be. Okay, let's talk about some more of the actual features within the tool here. Again, the core feature is going to be that text to visual conversion with very data-centered visuals and educational content style visuals. They also have a feature called AI sketching, which creates sketches and illustrations from text descriptions and various styles. So it sounds like they have some kind of standard image generation capabilities in the tool too, if you're looking for something in a sketch or illustration style. It also looks like you'll be able to add some brand customization into the tool if you're looking to use this in your content creation. We'll talk about some limits to that when we get to the pricing page here in a bit, but that's going to go a long way to make the visuals and the charts and the flowcharts or whatever you build recognizable and engaging to any existing customers or existing followers that recognize your brand. They also have some real-time collaboration in this tool, which I think is very cool. Apparently, you can allow your users, if you have multiple users in the tool, to work together on these visuals simultaneously. So just tons of cool stuff packed into Napkin. Definitely check out the link in the show notes so you can take yourself for a test drive and do a deep dive on all these features. Spoilers, it's free right now, so you're going to be able to do it all for free. And we're definitely going to hop into the tool at the end of our episode today. And I think what we'll do is just take an episode of the AI Marketing Navigator, probably one that has more data involved, which there aren't really a ton in the style that we do. But I think I'll pull one where we summarized a report from some marketing organization, whether it's HubSpot or another. I know we did a couple kind of state of reports for AI and marketing that have a lot of data in them that I think will be suited well to this tool. And then maybe we'll also try one of our transcripts with the sketch and illustration function and see if that generates anything interesting. Okay, but before we hop into the tool, let's actually take a quick peek at their pricing page. I just spoiled it for you that there is currently no charge for the tool, but we want to look at some of the features anyway. Okay, so here we have their pricing page. If you're watching along on video now, you can see that they have their free plan, their starter plan, which is always going to be free. And this is going to get you access to the editing tools. You can create up to 3 napkins. You have some quotas on the graphics you can generate. You don't get access to the night modes, only the day modes. So if you, like me, love your night modes and your dark screens, that might prompt you in itself to eventually go to a professional plan. And you're limited to the colors that you're able to use as well. Now, again, the exciting part here is that the professional plan, their next tier up, is also $0 right now. It's currently in a beta, and they say it is free for the time being. Well, it is in that beta. So make sure to hop in and use it while you can until they figure out what they're going to end up charging you for it. You're going to get everything in starter, but you're also going to get the day and night modes. You're going to be able to create unlimited napkins, so unlimited visuals, and collaborate with unlimited editors as well. So they're really, really laying it on thick for any beta users trying to show them the value of the professional to eventually turn them into paid users. You're also going to have access to all of the colors in their color palette, the 12 vibrant colors. Don't worry, in the enterprise plan that is apparently coming soon, there is no limit to colors. That's where you're going to be able to completely customize your color palette to match your brand. And then in this professional plan, you're also going to have priority email support. Now, if you are an enterprise and you want to quickly hear the rundown of the enterprise features, again, it's going to get everything in professional and starter. You're going to get that customized color palette as well, though. Premium support, custom integrations, advanced administration controls for users, exclusive early access to features and updates, and more training and onboarding from the team. So just a ton of extra benefits for enterprises that want to take advantage. Okay, now let's go ahead and demo this tool. Again, I have pulled a transcript from 2 old AI Marketing Navigator episodes where we talked about some AI-specific marketing reports and broke them down. So we're going to use those so we can have some examples that will potentially have some relevant charts and diagrams. And I think we'll try and generate a chart or a diagram with an episode that doesn't necessarily have a lot of data. And I'm kind of curious to see how the tool is going to handle that. Just so you know, if you don't plan on getting in this tool and testing yourself, you can also generate text using their AI model to then create your visuals, which I think is very interesting. So if you don't yet have the content that is rich with data and could communicate your point, they can help you create it, which again is very intriguing. Okay, and here we have the Napkin AI user interface. We have 2 options. Like I mentioned, we can start by pasting any of our text content to create our image or by generating text using AI. And we're going to go ahead and paste the content from our old episodes here where we talked about a state of AI report. And I believe the other one was a report on workforce preparedness for AI adoption. So we're going to use those as our examples to create a couple graphics here. Let's go ahead and click by pasting my text content. That's how we're going to do this first generation. And as you can see, you can simply paste it right here from notes, docs, slides, or emails, as they say. Okay, so there's a couple different ways I'm going to test this out live on the show for you guys. The first one is just by directly pasting all of the contents of our episode transcript from those report episodes right into the tool and then clicking generate. So I'm not really giving it any direction on whether it should be a diagram or a flowchart or what we want the visual to look like. And I'm not really highlighting the key stats that I want to illustrate either. I kind of just want to test if the model can pick up on those on its own and test just how lazy I can be here with the tool. So let's go ahead and generate by clicking this little blue button. Okay, that was pretty quick and I'm pretty impressed. We didn't give very much context at all. It didn't pick up any of our numerical or statistics that we had in our report. It's trying to just capture the idea of what the report was accomplishing, how the knowledge workers were surveyed. But you have a ton of different options here. And for each of those options, you can select a few different styles. So I do really like the interface and how that works. Let's prompt it again this time and be a little more specific and not quite as wordy with our prompt. One moment. Okay, and now what I've done is I've pasted our text back into the tool, and this time it's broken it up more appropriately with the formatting. And I think this is a good way to demo the use case as well, where we've broken this up into little sections and sound bites. And for each of these little sound bites or sections, you can actually generate graphics. So let's see if we can find one here with some statistics and quickly generate that just to test that out. Okay, so here's one right here. It reads, at first, the data would actually appear to kind of contradict that and show that there is a direct correlation between the amount of training someone receives and their category of or skill level. For instance, according to section, so this, for anybody who wasn't listening way back in the day, was a section report that we were summarizing. According to that report, only 4% of people in the AI skeptic category and only 23% of people in the AI novice category said that they received any training at all. So again, let's generate an image here, and I will expect or would expect to see some sort of graphic illustrating a visualization of 4% versus 23%, so on and so forth. So let's go ahead and generate once more, and I will cut ahead for your benefit. Stand by. Okay, this is definitely much better already. Just with our first option, we're actually seeing some visuals that illustrate the difference between people who were skeptical of AI and people who were just AI novices or who consider themselves AI novices, and the very distinct difference in the amount of training that they received. So if you're watching along a video, you can see all these different types of charts. They're pretty typical as far as line graphs, circle pie graphs, scatter plots, all that. And they also get pretty creative with some of their visuals too. They have one here, if you're not watching again, they have one that's kind of like a scale showing the different weights, things like that. So check out the tool on your own in your own time so you can get a good feel of what it is capable of and how you might be able to use it. And initially I was going to test a use case where we had an episode that didn't have any data. But I think now that we've been in the tool, we've demoed it, we tested it, I would really only probably use this for content that was data rich and that had data that needed to be visualized. I think as far as an entirely text-based blog post or report or something that's not really trying to break down something very complex with numbers and statistics for someone, I think a traditional image generator for your cover image or whatever visual assets you might need is going to work best there for you still. But if you work with content that, again, has a ton of this statistical data that's hard to get in front of your customers or your prospects, that's hard to illustrate the value of, then I really think Napkin AI is a great tool for you and would highly recommend you guys check it out. Link in the show notes. It's free for now, so don't waste your time. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.